The tiny Persian Gulf state of Qatar has been using its oil wealth to forge a reputation in some non-traditional arenas. It's home to the Al Jazeera satellite television channel, and it was recently named the place where soccer's World Cup championship will be played in 2022. And as NPR's Asma Khalid reports, it's now seeking to make a name for itself in the art world.
The country is on an ambitious construction schedule that includes building some half a dozen museums by 2016. Qatar's museums director says it's like building the Smithsonian from the sand up. The newest one opens today. It's called Mathaf, the Arab Museum of Modern Art, and it's the first of its kind in the Middle East. Unlike the Guggenheim in Dubai or the Louvre in Abu Dhabi, Qatar's museum has local roots. It will be home to over 6,000 pieces of modern and contemporary Arab art. Over 200 will be on display initially, some which push traditional cultural boundaries.
We have works in the collection that have some nudity. We have some works that are more suggestive than others.
That's Wasan Al-Khudairi. She's the director of the museum. She's tired of talking about perceived censorship instead of the actual artwork. She says people assume modern Arab art is somehow innately different than Western art.
Arab artists were engaging with the modern art movement in the West. What makes it Arab is that the artist is coming from an Arab context. And so you will find works that are abstract, cubist, surrealist. It's about an engagement with what was happening at that time and not an alternative modernity.
Wafat Bilal is one of 23 contemporary artists commissioned to produce original pieces of art for the Mathaf. He's surgically implanted a webcam in the back of his head. The camera takes a picture every minute and sends those images to the museum. Bilal says photographers hold tremendous power to shape images depending on how they look through the lens.
And I wanted to lose that subjectivity over the image and arrive to the objective image that is not influenced by the power of our eyes.
Shadi Hamid is research director at the Brookings Institution's Doha Center. For him, the Mathaf is a sign of shifting power in the region.
It's not just about diplomacy or traditional foreign policy. It's about getting involved in the arenas of culture, the arts, and education. And this has been an area where Arab countries have been lagging.
The arts are helping put Qatar on the map. The museum's opening has been anticipated not only in the region, but in the West as well. Asma Khalid, NPR News.